وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We have the class, inshallah, from the kitab Usul Sunnah, لإمام أهل السنة إمام أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله. قال: والنفاق هو الكفر، أن يكفر بالله ويعبد غيره، ويظهر الإسلام في العلانية، مثل المنافقين الذين كانوا على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الإمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى said, hypocrisy is to disbelief. Hypocrisy is disbelief. It is to disbelief in Allah, worshiping other than Him, while outwardly professing to be Muslim. As was the case with the hypocrites during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he mentioned this paragraph, one of the two types of hypocrisy, which the Ahlul Ilm, they call it nifaqun aqadi, hypocrisy of belief. There is two types of hypocrisy: hypocrisy of belief wa nifaqun amali, hypocrisy of action. Hypocrisy of belief is the person to claim to be Muslim while in reality he doesn't believe in Islam, and he knows that he doesn't believe in Islam, but he says he's a Muslim. He may pray, he may fast, he may do a lot of acts of worship of Islam, but he doesn't believe it for different reasons. Sometimes he fears from the Muslims. Sometimes he says he does this so to hurt the Muslims within themselves, to spread divisions, fitna, chaos, to spread innovations in the religion, in the name of Islam, to give the enemy of Islam the secret of the Muslims, to welcome the enemy of Islam among the Muslims, to spy and to hurt and the like. So this is nifaqun aqadi, is hypocrisy of belief. He doesn't believe Islam. So whatever he does of salah, of fasting, of hajj, will not be accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because there is no ikhlas. This person is not doing this act of worship for Allah. He's not doing for Allah. So he gets no reward from Allah. Not only that, he is more worse than the open disbeliever. The disbeliever who openly, outwardly says he's not a Muslim is less harm than the one who says he's a Muslim, but he's not. He doesn't believe. Allah Azza wa Jal, at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Subhanahu, he mentioned the three types of the people, three categories of the people. First group whom Allah mentioned, who are they? Who remember? The true believers. Those who inwardly, outwardly believe in Islam. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among them. Second group whom Allah mentioned, who are they? The open disbelievers. Those who openly say they don't believe in Islam. They don't believe Islam to be the only true religion of Allah. They don't hide it, they say it, whether they're Christian or atheist or anyone else. The third group, who are they? المنافقون. نعوذ بالله العظيم منهم. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. Among people, those who say they believe in Allah in the last day and they are not believers. They say, but they are not, Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many verses Allah talk about the true believers? Whoever counted, whoever pounded on those ayat, I know the number, how many verses? 4 or 5 or 6, this is too much. Yes, 4 or 5, 6. You either say one, at the most maybe 1, 2, but 3, طيب. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. 4 verses. How are the open disbelievers? 2 verses. How about the munafiqin, the hypocrites? 12 verses. 12 verses. See the difference. The open disbelievers, Allah talk about them only 2 verses. Because their case is clear. The hypocrites, 12 verses. Allah mentioned their characteristics. What they saw, what they do, what they... So, Imam Ahmad here, rahimahullah, here in this faqra, he talking about the hypocrisy which is aqadi. The one which is based on, which is a belief. أن يكفر بالله is to disbelieve in Allah ويعبد غيره and worship is other than Allah. From the one he worship other than Allah is shaitan. He may be a Christian, that hypocrite. He may be a Jewish, as the case was. He may be a mushrik. Yes. Who worship is idols. But he says he's a Muslim for a purpose. وَيَعْبُدُ غَيْرَهُ He worship other than Allah. وَيُذِرُ الْإِسْلَامِ And outwardly, he says he's a Muslim. فِي الْعَلَانِيَةِ He exposes his apparent Islam. مثل المنافقين إمام زعزل like the منافقين الذين كانوا على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم those who were at the time of the messenger of Allah may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him. That is one type of hypocrisy. Who knows who from the people is hypocrite? His aqidah is not Islam. Who knows that? Yes? All of them? Only Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows them. It is only Allah who knows who in his heart doesn't believe in Allah. Who is showing off when he does action, who is not. People do the same action. Some of them do it for sake of Allah and some of them do for shirk. Only Allah knows the hearts. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let alone someone else, he even didn't know some of the munafiqeen. Some of them, he didn't know them, alayhi wasallam. Allah said in Quran, وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُّوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ نَحْنُ نَعْلُمُهُمْ Allah said. Yeah, from the people of Medina, those who are very deep in hypocrisy, لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ You do not know them. Oh, the message of Allah. نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ We know them. So it is Allah who knows. Prophet Muhammad said, he didn't know it. Later, Prophet Muhammad, he came to know some of the hypocrites. And he even let his Sahabi, Hudaifah, know about them. Were they all of the hypocrites? Or were some of them? Only Allah knows. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the messengers, all the munafiqeen? Or, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was taught by Allah only some of them? Only Allah knows. Only Allah knows. Al-Muhim. That's one type of hypocrisy, and that is the worst. As Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ They are the lowest level in hellfire. Even worse than the open disbelievers. Because why? In a way, they're disbelievers. They're idol worshippers. They deny Allah. They don't believe in Islam. And the other way, they're hurting the Muslims. They're hurting the religion. Yeah, when you know someone is your enemy, you know he's your enemy. You don't expect a khair from him. But someone you consider him being Muslim, a believer, you cannot know him. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can protect you from his arm. Then Imam Ahmad said, وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث من كنا فيه فهو منافق. هذا على تغليب نرويها كما جاءت ولا نفسرها. Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى said, as for the narrations that have come and the statement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are three characteristics. Whoever possesses all of them is hypocrite. There are three characteristics. Whoever possesses all of them is hypocrite. Is hypocrite. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned this hadith. Then he said, this means this wording is understood as a strict and stern speech. Strict and stern speech. Strong speech. Ala taghlid. But we still narrate them as they have come without explaining them. In this hadith, Prophet ﷺ said, three characteristics. Whoever has it, فهو منافق, he is hypocrite. Imam Ahmad said, هذا على التغليب. This is from the angle of being very harsh, very strong on these actions. What are those three characteristics the Prophet ﷺ mentioned? In this hadith, Imam Ahmad didn't mention other hadith. Prophet ﷺ, what he said? Number one, إذا حدث كذب. When he talks, what he does? Yes, he lies. Liar. A believer is truthful. He lies. This is the action of the munafiq. All their religion is based on lie. They say they're Muslim, they are not. So when he speaks, he lies. Second characteristic of the munafiq. وإذا حدث كذب. وإذا وعد أخلف. If he promise, he break it. If he promise, he break it. Don't expect. He promise, he break. Tomorrow I meet you 10 a.m. Don't expect this munafiq to come on time. Third characteristics. Na'am. وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَر. When he has a covenant, he betrays. He betrays. Another hadith, أَرْبَعٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ كَانَ مُنَافِقًا خَالِصًا. Four. The one who is in it is a pure hypocrite. These three and the fourth one, which was وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ Fajr. Where's one Qasim Fajr? Yes. When he argued, he got outrageous. He got out of control. He got over the limits when he get mad. This is not the person you know him, wallahi. He get mad, subhanallah. Someone said one statement. He's ready even to kill the man. Why all this? He just said a statement. Say the same statement. He said in a statement, all his family, he said he cursed them. All his mother, father, everybody. Why? خاصة هذا فجور في الخصومة. Rebellious in argument. You have to be in a limit. Yes. خاصة فجر. So you go over the limit when he argue. وهو ألد الخصام. طيب So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this hadith that whoever has these three characteristics, for a munafiq, is a hypocrite. He lies, he break the promise, he betrayed the agreement, and when he argue, he go over the limit, he outrages over the limit. طيب Imam Ahmad, what he said, هذا على تغليب. This hadith is based on strict and firm speech, which means it's different than the one Imam Ahmad talked about the first. This second category of hypocrisy is the person he believes in Allah and he believes in Islam, but these actions he's doing are the actions of the origin hypocrite, are the actions of the true or the one who has the belief hypocrisy. It is that one who lies. It's that one who breaks the promise. The one who doesn't believe in Islam in his heart, but says by his tongue, that's the one who usually lies, even he lies about the religion itself. It is the one who breaks the promise. It is the one because he doesn't fear Allah. He doesn't fear Allah. He looks his worldly gain, his convenience to fulfill the agreement. He fulfill. If not, he breaks it. No fear of Allah. Promise, he comes. If not, he breaks. Nothing stop him from breaking that. So this one, ulama, they said, does this one, this character is lying, cheating, breaking the promise, and lying and breaking the promise, and breaking the covenant, betraying the covenant. These are the characteristics of the hypocrite who doesn't believe in Allah and His Messenger. But also some of the Muslims, some of those who believe in Allah and believe in last day, may have also these characteristics. So these are nifaqun amali, is the hypocrisy of action. Hypocrisy of action. Imam Hassan, narwiha kama jaat, we narrate as it come, wala nufasiruha, we don't interpret, we don't explain, what does she mean, Imam Hamid? Imam Ahmad, what does he mean when he said, well, we don't explain it? Anyone who knows what Imam Ahmad means, we don't explain. Means, when you narrate this hadith, for whoever has pure hypocrisy, three, whoever has, he's a munafiq, and mention this action is, he speaks, he lie, he promised, he break the promise, he have covenant, he betray it, he get angry or argue, he go over the limit. This, Imam Ahmad says, we leave it that way. This is the action, this is the what the munafiq does. The one who doesn't believe in Allah last day. You leave it that way. Even though it's not mean, this everyone who has these characteristics doesn't believe in Allah on last day. It doesn't mean. But it left it that way. Why? The believers to avoid these evil characteristics, to run from it. So you don't say, oh, this hypocrite is the hypocrisy of action. Except when that you're making a ruling on someone. Except when you are explaining the hadith, when you're studying like at the class now, we have to understand what it means. But if it's like Friday lecture, if it's a lecture, now you don't say, oh, this it means the one who believe in Allah last day, but he has the actions of the munafiq. No, you don't say that. You leave it the way it is. هذا أدعى للإنقياد والابتعاد عن هذه الأخلاق السيئة الذميمة نعوذ بالله منها. So whoever does this he's a kafir. As some hadith come, whoever does this is a hypocrite. Whoever does this, you live in that way. When it is time of warning, again is this. But when it's time of understanding what is the meaning of the hadith, then now, or somebody actually he did that, what, how you treat him? You treat him like a disbeliever, doesn't believe in Allah? No, in this case, this hadith needs to be explained. So now again, there is these two types of hypocrisy. One is the heart, it's disbelief in the heart, and one is the disbelief in the actions, is by actions. The one, the first one takes someone away from Islam. The second, it doesn't, but it's a major sin. It's a major sin, and it may lead to the major disbelief. This person, even though now his hypocrisy is based on actions, he may leave Islam at the end. Because Prophet Muhammad said, إِيَّاكَ وَالْكِذِبِ فَإِنَّ الْكِذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ ولا يزال الرجل يكذب حتى ويتحرى الكذب حتى يكتب عند الله كذابا جزاك الله خير. لأن المعاصي كما أهل العلم سي بريد الكفر. The sin is a, ماذا is بريد is an email, you know, is a means to disbelief. It's a way to disbelief. نعم. Then Imam Ahmad said, وقوله لا ترجع بعد كفارا ضلالا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض ومثل إذا التقى المسلمان بسيفيهما فالقاتل والمقتول في النار ومثل سباب المسلم فسوق وقتاله كفر ومثل من قال لأخيه يا كافر فقد باء بها أحدهما ومثل كفر بالله تبرؤ من نسب وإن دق أي وإن بعد ونحو هذه الحديث مما قد صح وحفظ فإنا نسلم له وإن لم نعلم تفسيرها ولا نتكلم فيها ولا نجادل فيها ولا نفسر هذه الأحاديث إلا مثل ما جاءت لا نردها إلا بأحق منها. إمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى said also the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not return after me as misguided disbelievers. Do not return after me as misguided disbelievers, striking at each other's neck. Also the hadith, if two Muslims meet with their swords, the dead one and the killer are in the fire. If two Muslims meet with their sword, their weapon, they want to fight, and one kill the other, the dead one and the killer are in the fire. Also, the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to insult a Muslim is wickedness, and to fight him is disbelief. To insult a Muslim is wickedness, and to fight him is disbelief. Also, the statement of the Prophet who said, whoever says to his brother, oh disbeliever, then it returns to one of them. Whoever says to his brother, oh disbeliever, then it returns to one of them. Also, like the hadith, disbelief in Allah is freeing oneself from his kinship, even if it is remote. Disbelief in Allah is freeing oneself from his kinship, its lineage, even if it is remote. And other authentic prophetic narrations such as these that have been preserved, we submit to this text, even if we do not know their meanings. We do not speak concerning them, debate about them, or explain them except like that which has been narrated. We do not reject them except with that which is more correct or most deserving from amongst them. Meaning the narrations. In this hadith, Prophet ﷺ said, لا ترجع بعدي كفارا. Don't return after me. Means don't go back. Don't be after me kuffaran, disbelievers. Sighatu fa'al. Don't be disbelievers after me. Prophet said, dullalan, misguided. How that disbelief and misguidance is going to be? يَضْرِبُ بَعْضُكُمْ رِقَابَ بَعْضِ. Some of you is striking the neck of the others, killing one another. So Prophet ﷺ said, don't be after me, don't return after me. To be who? Kuffar, disbelievers. Not even kafirin. Kuffar, istighatu fa'al. So much disbelief in you. Don't do that. Dullal, who are misguided. How is that going to happen? يَضْرِبُ بَعْضُكُمْ رِقَابَ بَعْضٍ. Some of you striking the neck of the other, meaning killing one another. Don't be kuffar after me. By killing one another. That's what means the hadith. Don't be disbelievers after me by killing one another. So in the hadith, that a Muslim killing another one, Muslim is killing one another, is what? Kufrun is disbelief. Yes? It's a disbelief. It's a disbelief. Muslim fighting another one is kufr. In another hadith, المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. The Muslim is the one who Muslims are safe from his hand and tongue. So that Muslim is the one the Muslims are safe from him. Some Muslims are not safe from his tongue, they are not safe from his hand. In the hadith, he's not a Muslim. طيب. Okay. So if this hadith and the like of it gives us the meaning that Muslims killing one another is kufr, is disbelief, we have other hadith, we have other texts in Quran giving us the meaning that even though Muslim killing one another is a major sin and Allah hates it, but still those people are considered believers. Meaning it doesn't take them away from Islam. Who can remind us? Ayah or hadith showing so. Muslims fighting, but still Allah considered them to be believers. Still the Prophet, he considered them to be believers. Anyone who can remind us? Na'am, Abu Yasir. Na'am. Ahsanta, a'udhu billahi min shaitan jim. Wa in ta'ifatani min al-mu'minina qatatalu fa'aslihu baynahuma. فإن بغت إحداهما على الأخرى فقاتلوا التي تبغي حتى تفيء إلى أمر الله فإن فاءت فأصلحوا بينهما بالعدل وأقسطوا إن الله يحب المقسطين إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم. In this verse Allah mentioned if two groups from the Muslims fight, what other Muslims should do? Should make them islah, should stop, should put peace between them. If one group of them reject, all they will fight that group. So, for instance, two tribe or two group or two village are fighting. The government, they send the police to stop, separate them. A group of them rejected. They want to kill. The police and the other group, all they fight this group to stop them. When that happened, judge between the two group injustice. Don't go over the limit. If they stop. فَإِنْ فَاءَتْ if they return from transgressing others and they accepted the peace, فَأَصْلِحُ بَيْنَهُمْ then now reconcile between them, put peace between them. Why? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ indeed, the believers are brothers. فَأَصْلِحُ بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ so Allah considered them believers after he mentioned they fight. Is it understandable? Another text. Yes, another text showing a Muslim fighting another one. Still, he is considered a Muslim, a believer. نعم. أحسنت. أحسنت. That's about the hellfire. طيب أحسنت. Yes. Yes. Why the inter hellfire? Because of the hadith. Prophet ﷺ, he said, the hadith we had before. لا يحل الدم امرئ مسلم يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن رسول الله إلا بإحدى ثلاثين. النفس بالنفس. نعم. الثيب الزاني. والنفس بالنفس. والتارك لدينه المفارق للجماعة. Prophet ﷺ said, a blood of a Muslim is not lawful. Who is that Muslim? Or the Messenger of Allah? The one who testified there is no true God but Allah, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Except with three. Someone who killed soul by soul. Someone who commit adultery after he married, you commit zina. And the third, someone who leave Islam. Someone who leave Islam. Where is the wajhul istijhad? Where is the proof in this hadith? Is there a proof in this hadith? Or I repeat again. Prophet ﷺ, he said, the blood of a Muslim is not permissible except with three. Soul by soul. Someone who after he married, he commits zina. And someone who leave Islam. Yes. Yes. Ahsanta. Barakallahu feek. Prophet ﷺ, he said, soul by soul. This one, he kill a Muslim, right? He kill a Muslim. And then after that, the third group, the one who leave Islam. Which means the first one, he didn't leave Islam. Is this understandable? The first three, the first two, they didn't leave Islam. The one who commits zina after he married, and the one who kill another one, they are not kuffar. Because Prophet, he mentioned the third one, is the one who leave Islam. And many other texts. So now, in order to understand these texts collectively, the people of knowledge, Ahlul Sunnah, they say, not the Khawarij, they say those who kill one another, Muslims killing one another, tribalism, nationalism, and the like, they kill one another, even though they commit a major sin, very disastrous action, wal-iyadu billah, but yet, because of fighting, that doesn't take them away from Islam. It doesn't take them away from Islam because Allah mentioned believers fighting and still Allah gives them the description of being believers. Is this understandable? Jazakallah khair. Is this understandable? Allah still considered them believers. Allah, another ayah. فَمَنْ عُثِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ شَيْءٌ شَيْءٌ فَاتِّبَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ فَمَنْ عُثِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ شَيْءٌ. Allah talk about this as someone who kill someone. And then, if this person who the killer is forgiven, Allah consider the one he kill him, his brother. فَمَنْ عُثِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. The one who is forgiven from his brother, which he killed. Instead of being killed soul by soul, the relative of the one who was killed, they forgive him from killing. They say, no. This person shouldn't be killed. Yes, he did kill our father. He did kill our so-and-so. But this is not known. He is not known to be killer. Shaitan play on him and he kill it intentionally. So instead they say they want a blood money. That's their choice. That's their choice. Yeah, they can leave him alone. They say, no, we don't want to be killed. We need the blood money. And if they want to, they even give up the blood money. That's their haq. That's their haq. That's their haq. But that doesn't free the killer from two rights. The right of Allah Azza wa Jal, because he killed a soul that Allah forbade to kill. And the right of the one who was killed. The one who was killed, even if this his relative take blood money, they take diya, he gets nothing from that. That's their right. Where is his right? And he's the one who was killed. He's the victim. On the day of judgment, he bring carrying his head and say, oh, Allah ask this one why he killed me. Allah ask why he killed me. So the one who kills someone intentionally, he commit those three major, he break to those three major rights. The right of Allah, the right of the one he killed, and the right of the family of the one he killed. So even if the family take blood money, that doesn't free him from what he did. That's their right. Al-Muhim. So Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he mentioned this hadith that don't be after me kuffar who killing one another. This means when we are studying, when we're learning, when we see people who consider Muslims who fight kuffar, they don't marry to them, they don't, and the like, now we say, hold on, you're wrong. You have to collectively understood all the texts in this field. This means taghleed, strict, strong state means these are actually the actions of the kuffar. It is the disbelievers. It is the disbeliever who killed a Muslim. A believer doesn't kill a Muslim. That's the origin. A believer doesn't kill a Muslim. So if it happened, means these are the actions of the kuffar. These are the actions of the, a believer, no. He magnified the right of a believer. He magnified the right of a believer, true believer. So means the one who does this is doing the actions of the kuffar, the true kuffar, wal-iyadu billah. So from this hadith, that in the Sharia, someone is called and is named and is described kufr, disbeliever, and it's not mean the major disbeliever. Hunaka kufrun akbar wa kufrun asghar. Nifaqun akbar, nifaqun asghar. Kufrun aqadi, kufrun amali. Nifaqun aqadi, nifaqun amali. Shirkun aqadi, shirkun lafzi. Shirkun akbar, shirkun asghar. So, in the Sharia, the word kufr comes disbelief, and it's not meant that this action takes away the person from Islam. It doesn't mean that. This hadith is a proof for that. Another hadith, إِذَا الْتَقَى الْمُسْلِمَانِ بِسَيْفَيْهِ. If the two Muslims meet with their swords, they meet, they want to fight, Prophet ﷺ said, فَالْقَاتِلْ, the killer, وَالْمَقْتُولِ, and the one who is killed, فِي النَّارِ, both are in hellfire. The Sahaba said, O the Messenger of Allah, yes, the one who, the killer, to be in hellfire, because you kill a Muslim. How about the one who was killed? Prophet ﷺ said, كان حريصا على قتل صاحبه. He was also trying to kill his friend. So he is rewarded based on his intention. The same ruling. He got to hellfire, he got to hellfire. سباب المسلم فسوق وقتاله كفر. All these are hadith collected Muslim. نعم, all these hadith collected Muslim. Bukhari and Muslim. I mean Bukhari and Muslim, both. Prophet ﷺ said, سباب المسلم, insulting the Muslim is فسوق, is ماذا? Is wickedness. فسق, أي خروج عن طاعة الله. It's disobedient to Allah. فسق. وقتاله كفر. And fighting the believer is disbelief. So to insult a Muslim is ماذا? Rebellious. It's disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. It's wickedness. وقتاله, and fighting a Muslim is kufr, is disbelief. When I read this hadith, I remember the ayah in Quran, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. In another hadith, مَنْ قَالَ لِأَخِيهُ, whoever says to his brother, to his Muslim brother, يَا كَافِرُ, O disbeliever. He called the disbeliever. He said, O kafir, O disbeliever. فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِهَا أَحَدُهُمَا. One of them takes it away. Meaning take away the word of disbelief. If the one he say he's a disbeliever, disbeliever, then he tell the truth. But if he doesn't deserve the word of disbelief, it goes back to him. He become a disbeliever. This is how danger is to call a Muslim disbeliever. To name a Muslim a disbeliever. To say he's a munafiq. He's a disbeliever. طيب من قال لأخيه يا كافر. Since we are in this class, the people of knowledge said, he returned, the one who say he's a disbeliever, Jazakallahu khair, ahsan lahu ilayka ya Abdullah. The one who says to his brother, you are a disbeliever, it goes to one of them. The ulama, they say, means the sin of saying that statement goes to one of them. Not that he become a disbeliever. Because of this chapter, all of it has the same meaning. This belief is lit taglid ala taglid. It's a strict speech. So no Muslim says to another one he's a kafir. Also the hadith, kufrun billahi tawarru'un min nasab wa indaqa. It is this belief to free someone to free himself from kinship. To say he's not from that relative, he's not from that tribe. And he is from that. You understand? He is not from that tribe. He denies. He is not from that. He denies. Wa in daqqa, even if it is very far. Any lineage, don't deny it. Your lineage is your lineage. Even if the Nasallallahu Salaam wa Afi, your father is. Are disbelievers, all of them, still you are belong to them. Don't change your name. Their name is their name. Yes, you can change your own name. But father name, don't change it. Your grandfather name, don't change it. Don't say his name is not a Muslim name, I'm changing. You're not allowed. That's your father. That's the reality. Therefore, the ulama, they say, Prophet ﷺ, he didn't change Abdul Muttalib, the slave of Muttalib. He's not a slave of Muttalib. We are a slave of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's Abdullah Abdul Rahman. It's not one of the names of Allah Al-Muttalib. That's someone's name, a human being name. But it still is accepted because this is the name of grandfather. Imam Ahmad said, rahimahullah, wa nahwu hadhihi al-ahadith and the like of this ahadith. مما قد صح وحفظ. This hadith, which is authentic and it's memorized, it's preserved, فإنا نسلم له, we submit to it, we accept it. وإن لم نعلم تفسيرها, even if we do not know the meaning of it, we say it the way it was narrated. ولا نتكلم فيها, ولا نجادل فيها, ولا نفصل هذه الحديث إلا مثل ما جاءت. لا نردها إلا بأحق منها. We don't explain this hadith except that which is a haq. So now we learn from here that in the Sharia the word kufr is said. The word kufr is said. So and so action is kufr. So and so person is kafir and the like, and it doesn't necessarily mean the type of disbelief which takes someone away from Islam. That's what we learn. And this is the issue the Khawarij, they didn't understand. Wherever they see kufr, they say he left Islam. He's apostate. And in the Quran, Allah said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الْكَافِرُونَ. And whoever doesn't judge by what Allah revealed, they are the kufar. Ahlul Sunnah, they said, this is kufrun duna kufrin. This is not the kufr which takes someone away from the religion. If he believes the rule of Allah, he believes that the rule of Allah is the only rule should be judged. Anything contrary is invalid. This is his belief. But through his action, he judged by other than what Allah revealed. The ulama, they say, this one, he committed a major sin, and this disbelief is the one that doesn't take away someone from Islam, even though he did so much corruption. And that's the understanding of Salaf. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه is the one who said كفر دون كفر ليس بالكفر الذي تذهبون إليه. الإمام الحاكم he said it's صحيح. الإمام الذهبي he said it's صحيح. شيخ الألباني said على شرط الشيخين. لا حاكم said على شرط الشيخين ووافقه الذهبي. قال الألباني وهو كما قال. So this hadith, this wording from the Sahabi, that kufr duna kufr, the one who doesn't judge by what Allah revealed, he is a disbeliever. The Ibn Abbas said, this disbelief is not the major one. It's not the one take away someone from Islam. Hakim, he said, this narration is authentic. Actually, it's according to the condition of Bukhari and Muslim. In their two authentic books. Very strong chain. Imam Dahabi, he agree with him. Sheikh Al-Albani, he agree with them. So no question that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu understood this ayah, the minor kufr, not the major one. The kufr with its action. Therefore, the ulama, they consider the one who used this ayah, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ فَأُولَئِكَ الْكَافِرُونَ, against a Muslim, a ruler, or anyone who judged by other than what Allah revealed from the Muslims, he used that ayah to take him away from Islam, they say, هذا مذهب الخوارج. This is the methodology of خوارج. Many ulama mention, Imam Qurtubi, Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, others, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahumullah. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, the best Quranic tafsir, biggest Quranic tafsir. Every Quran tafsir has special quality, but overall, Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, number one, rahimahullah. Even those who come, they take after him, they take from him, like Ibn Kathir and the like, they take from Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, rahimahullah. They say it's like a big well in the ocean, it eats all the fish. So if you get that one, you get all the fish. They say that tafsir is like that. You get whatever is Ibn Kathir, in Sheikh Sa'di and other, you get if you go to Ibn Jarir al-Tabari. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, he said, this ayah, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْكَافِرُ, it's meant the Jewish. It's not meant the Muslims. Because it is them that verses are about. Who said, go to the Messenger Muhammad, they say, go to Muhammad, if he judge according to what you want, accept his rule. If he doesn't judge, reject it. And that's the disbeliever. They don't believe Prophet Muhammad Sallam. They only go to him to judge between them when they think they will. The ruling is for them. If not, they never go to him. They go to the kahana, fortune tellers, and the like. They don't believe Prophet Muhammad Sallam. So anyone who is like that, he takes the same rule. But a Muslim, he believes the rule of Allah is the haq, the truth. Whatever contradicts it is falsehood. But through his action, he follows desire. The Al-Sunnah, they say, they don't take him away from Islam. Khawarij, they say, no, he's a kafir. Any ruler who doesn't judge by what Allah revealed, he's a kafir. Al-Sunnah, they say, no. Lately, some of those people who have a strong desire to consider the Muslim rulers kuffar, they like so much because they want to get take over the leadership. So they have to take means to justify that. And the easiest way is to say he's a kafir. The ruler is a disbeliever because he doesn't judge by Allah. Soldiers are disbelievers. The ulama are disbelievers. Society are disbelievers. No Muslim is there. وَلِلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. These people, they say, this ayah, the Sahabi, they were talking about some rulers who judge by what Allah revealed, but sometimes they follow desire. But the rulers we're dealing with today, they say, they don't judge by what Allah revealed. They have other systems. So they say this doesn't apply. What Ibn Abbas said, it doesn't apply. Ibn Abbas, he talk about, they say like Hajjaj, who overall judge by what Allah said, what Allah ruled. But sometimes he go off. The ulama, they refute them. They say, no. If the action is disbelief, is kufr, If takes away someone from Islam, no difference the person to do one time or to do millions of times. It will remain disbelief. And if that it's not disbelief, whether he does one time or he does million times, it will not be disbelief. Is this understandable? Or do you not understand? This is very important. So, jinsu shay, if this thing is kufr, which takes someone away from Islam, whether he does one time or he does 20 times or 1 million times, it's disbelief. Example, someone who doesn't believe one verse from the Quran, but he believes the rest. Will he be a believer? No. Will we say, no, wait a minute, until he disbelieves many ayat? Or one, the one who doesn't believe one messenger, only one, the rest is in the messenger of Allah. Will he be a believer? No, because this is disbelief. The one who believes all the deen, but except one, he doesn't believe the day of judgment. Will he be a believer? No. This is disbelief. So he disbelieves many ayat, all the Quran, or he disbelieves one verse of it. When it comes to disbelief, no difference. But the difference is the sin is major. Okay. On the other hand, it's true. If the action is not disbelief, whether the person does one time or he does million of time, it will remain not being disbelief. It will not be disbelief because it's too much. It's understandable. For instance, someone who drinks alcohol, believing it's haram, is not allowed. Is he a disbeliever or is he a disobedient Muslim? Disobedient Muslim. How about three times? He will remain that. The rest of his life if he's drinking it. But believing that he's sinful, he's waiting the punishment of Allah if Allah doesn't forgive him. He believed that. That's his deen, haram. He believed the ayah. He believed the hadith. That even if he drinks it millions of times, this will remain always a major sin, not a disbelief. Of course, someone who drinks one time, someone who drinks many times, they don't have the same sin. But they are the same when it comes to considering this one a major sin and considering this one a disbelief. Is this understandable? So those people who said, if the judge or the Muslim ruler, he judged the most of the affairs by the Quran and Sunnah, but one time, two time, three time, he doesn't. He's a Muslim. But if he doesn't judge anything of it, he said he's a disbeliever, the ulama, they say, where do you bring this one? If it's a disbelief, it's a disbelief, even one time. If it's not disbelief, it will not be disbelief because he does many times. And this is very easy to understand. But these people, they want to make takfir. They want to make takfir. So anytime they see a kufr, disbelief, or they see a munafiq, they don't look what kind of hypocrisy is, what kind of disbelief is, what kind of shirk is. There is shirk which takes away someone from the religion. It takes away the person from the religion. Any action he's doing until he makes tawbah is not being accepted. And there is shirk which is not being accepted what the shirk enter, but the rest of his action, for instance, he show off in his prayer. His fasting is accepted. For instance, this is a long topic, but to summarize, that the kufr is two type, the nifaq is two type, the shirk is two type, and the ulama of Ahl-Sunnah are those who know when this kufr is the one which takes someone away from Islam and when it is not, by going back to the all of the texts relate to the Mara. Is this understandable? Before I forget, I've been asked several questions. Who is going to take the test of this book? We only have two more nights, inshallah. One more night or two more nights. After that, we're going to have a test. This test is only for someone who listen all the classes. At least he listen all the classes. It's online. You can listen all the classes. That's a condition. And then to take the test. And then, inshallah, if you do so, you get very beautiful certificate. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka.